Big beautiful brawl over the big beautiful bill, Lee.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to try to get that thing through the Senate. And then Politico reporting there might be some problems in the House.
Yeah, the GOP is looking like the WWE.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, I was saying on Friday, this whole idea of, hey, you know what? We're going to leave the 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid, which violates federal law. You cannot be on Medicaid if you're not an American citizen. I don't even know why we're debating this being in the bill. It's absurd. Senate leadership tried to get away with that, and it became clear, I think, that it was a step too far. I mean, you can't force Trump to sign a bill that funds Medicaid for illegals, is where they were going. So, honestly, it was Lindsey Graham and John Thune. Lindsey Graham is the architect of this budget because he chairs the committee that puts it together. Anyway, they stepped back on that on the weekend, stopped hiding behind the parliamentarian, which was great, and fixed it. So that'll help, okay? But here's the problem. They tried a budget sleight of hand because this thing spends a lot of money. And it added $3.5 trillion to the deficit over a decade. That's a disaster. That, by the way, is above and beyond what Joe Biden was spending. But they changed the accounting, Lee. So now the same bill, they didn't change any spending, just the accounting. Now the same bill is actually going to save us $50 billion. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, save us $50 billion. So that had Kevin Hassett, head of Trump's Economic Council, out there all weekend saying any Republican doesn't vote for this isn't a conservative. They're not fiscally conscious. See, it saves all this money. But look, Maria Bartiromo asked him straight up, look, this is incredible, okay? Is he speaking for Trump here? He's a surrogate for Trump. Do you realize this bill adds, we will be at $60 trillion in debt in 10 years? $60 trillion in debt. We're at like, what, 35, 36 right now?
Something like that. Just ballparking it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted you to hear Kevin Hassett, who is obviously selling the big, beautiful bill. I wanted you to hear his response to being asked that. But dude, we're going to end up at $60 trillion in debt. Y'all are outspending Joe Biden. Can you explain this? This is what he says.
This 10-year expectation that we're going to have deficits of $2.2 trillion a year and debt of almost $60 trillion by 2035.
Look, the bottom line is that if we get 3% growth, then we're going to have $4 trillion more revenue than the CBO score, which means that already the deficit's going down by trillions. The CBO has told us that the tariffs that are already in place, President Trump's tariffs that are already in place, are going to give us extra revenue of $2.8 trillion over 10 years. And the DOGE cuts, people forget about the DOGE cuts. They don't count in the big, beautiful bill because you can't have discretionary spending in a reconciliation package. We've now accumulated DOGE cuts that we can send to the House and the Senate send back and to give the people their money back of $160 billion. That's almost $2 trillion over 10 years. And so this is the biggest deficit reduction, the most fiscally responsible package in the history of American fiscal policy.
Yeah.
And so anybody who claims to speak for fiscal responsibility and opposes this bill and our actions is just pushing partisan propaganda.
Okay, Lee, the key part there, he's a fast talker. You might have missed it. The key part there is this will not do damage to the debt or deficit if...
Look, the bottom line is that if we get 3% growth, then we're going to have $4 trillion more revenue than the CBO score.
Yeah. What if you don't hit 3% growth? He doesn't say. What has been the growth average for the last 20 years? 2.2% growth, not 3. Mm-hmm. So Trump's got to do what no other president has done, and he's got to continue doing it, and he's got to not have an economic downturn, which he may not be able to control in order for this to work.
I also have a question about the tariffs. Aren't the tariffs being used as a negotiating tool?
Yes.
And the tariffs will not always be in place.
No.
In fact, very soon, some of them may go away. In fact, we're already getting reports, obviously, that the president has got some kind of framework for talks about reducing the tariffs on China now. So, I mean, I get what they're saying. There has been revenue coming in from the
yes.
tariffs now.
Mm-hmm.
But if that is a negotiating tool, which we've been told and which was, you know, historically tells us what Trump does with these tariffs, some of that may be going away. So there'll be at least a reduction, if not an elimination, of some of this tariff income.
A lot of it would be going away, because the goal is to get, as Hassett himself has explained, get to zero.
But I understand, though, that with that tariff negotiating tool, though, that should allow us to see further economic growth in the country. Yeah. There should be more economic exports or more American exports because of that, and maybe possibly fewer, imports. But we'll see. There's a lot of ifs there.
But I wanted you guys to hear Maria Bartiromo lay it out. We're talking, we'll be at $60 trillion in debt by 2035. And he doesn't deny it, Lee. He just changes the subject.
Well, of course.
So that's, I mean, you could use whatever budget gimmick you want to use. And God bless him. They're going to be out there telling you today, no, it's deficit neutral. It saves $50 billion over a decade. That's not true. The bottom line is, where are we by 2035? We're $60 trillion in debt. Again, we're the one chink in the Trump economic armor, Lee. I mean, we have watched the bond market wobble twice in a very scary way in the last 5 months. And that's because of the, I think, one Achilles heel of the Trump team. It's this spending. And that's not entirely Trump's fault. I think Trump would cut a lot of it if he could. I think that's Congress and just what we had to do to get each vote.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump's sitting around trying to figure out how to spend a bunch of money. But one thing that's important there that Kevin Hassett did say, and that's this, that they're going to bring those DOGE cuts forward in hopefully rescission bills. The OMB director is the only one who said it, Russ Vogt. I love Russ Vogt, but he's saying – like he just in one interview dropped 12 rescission that there would be 12 rescissions bills. We have the first one before us right now. It hasn't passed the Senate that would cut PBS, NPR and USAID funding, some of it. So let's hope that it's like $9 billion, but it's really just a litmus test. Can Republicans actually cut something?
Which shouldn't be a question.
Yeah.
The answer should be an unequivocal yes, but sadly it's not.
So that's what those are. We've never really seen those, but you know, before. But he wants to put all of them through to gradually cut everything DOGE finds. We still have big balls. He took 3 days off, but now he's back, and they have turned him loose inside Social Security. So he's obviously hunting the rest of the illegals and Social Security fraud by illegals and other groups of Democrats. He's ferreting it out. He is inside the agency. And all of the legal appeals have been exhausted. So that guy is incredibly talented. I hope he finds a lot of it. He's acting as a special employee. By the way, that's a top 10 story in the country. That Big Ball's name was just an online thing. Anyway, didn't mean to catch on, but it did. So, all right. Coming up on the show, the director of the IAEA, you just had it in the news, Lee, I know, says Iran could theoretically be enriching nuclear material again in 3 months. He is correct. I will tell you why. And then I'm going to tell you what Trump's going to do about it, because you can see all of this is coming. Let me tell you one thing. 12-day war is not going to be in the history books. Why? Because it ain't going to be 12 days. It's not over yet. In fact, it's just beginning. That's up next. You won't hear this anywhere else.